Flynn's story, Atlanta highway collapse. I'm Michael Toscano. Fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn says he'll talk in exchange for immunity from prosecution. Flynn negotiating with congressional committees probing Russian connections to the Trump campaign. Bob Costantini's on the story.
Flynn has a story to tell, his attorney says in a statement. The retired general was ousted 3 weeks into the new administration for failing to be forthcoming about a specific call he had with Russia's ambassador to Washington on the very day President Obama was imposing new sanctions on Moscow because of alleged meddling in the election.
Surface streets in Atlanta clogged with traffic this morning after a massive fire caused a section of Interstate 85 to collapse last night. The fire department's Cortez Sanford was on scene.
You could almost tell what was about to happen. There were large chunks of concrete starting to come down. I mean, 200-300 pound chunks of concrete starting to come down.
Both directions of I-85 closed indefinitely. Wall Street stocks are lower this morning, but making slight gains before the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper praising the replacement of the state's bathroom bill, the one requiring transgender people to use public restrooms matching the sex listed on their birth certificate.
Today's law not only provides for LGBT protections now, but opens the door for more in the future.
NCAA President Mark Emmert says the board of directors will decide next week if North Carolina can host future tournaments. A big advance in space travel.
For the first time, SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket carrying a satellite using a first stage that had made the trip once before. At more than 70 kilometers above the Earth's surface, the first stage separated and made the return trip to Earth. A few minutes later, it landed upright on a barge at sea.
Steve Kastenbaum reporting, reusing boosters cuts the cost of launching the spacecraft by 30%. The last abortion clinic in Kentucky suing the state to stay open. The clinic in Louisville says the state declared it not in compliance with state rules and no longer allowed to operate. I'm Michael Toscano.
Got a paint project you haven't started? Now's the time to begin. The Home Depot has Behr Premium Plus interior paint starting at just $23.97. It's a paint and primer in one, so you're not covering the same wall over and over. You paint it, then move on to the next one. We're pouring more into paint with unbeatable prices on Behr Premium Plus interior paint, now starting at just $23.97. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Well, if you can avoid the shutdown I-85 in Atlanta tonight, you can see the debut of the Braves' new stadium.
The Braves host the Yankees in an exhibition game tonight, the first ever game at SunTrust Park, 10 miles northwest of downtown Atlanta. It's the first new MLB stadium to open since Marlins Park in Miami in 2012. The team left Atlanta's Turner Field after just two decades, meaning the Braves are opening a second brand new park in a time span where 13 other teams didn't open any new stadiums. SunTrust Park is located near I-75 and I-285, about a dozen miles from where a portion of I-85 caught fire and collapsed yesterday. The first regular season game is scheduled for April 14th. I'm Joe Ramsey.
The abused wife who inspired the book and movie titled The Burning Bed has died. Francine Hughes Wilson died of pneumonia at 69. 40 years ago, she set her home with her sleeping husband in it on fire. A jury found her not guilty by reason of insanity, the case credited with bringing the problem of domestic abuse into the spotlight. I'm Michael Toscano.
And I'm Pat George. Your traffic and weather is next. You know, medical malpractice can often destroy a patient's health and result in death. Call Pop and Guype, a personal injury law firm for medical malpractice help at 727-461-HELP. 727-461-4357 or log on to papaandguype.com. Accidents in St. Petersburg, 38th Avenue North at Dr. King or 9th Street, Dr. King Jr., north of Roosevelt, kind of in the same area. Watch out for a crash. Dale Mabry southbound approaching Waters. And the Pinellas Park earlier accident, Park Boulevard, east of Park Street or Starkey, still got it there with blockage. Howard Franklin Bridge is doing okay. This report is brought to you by Lead Safe America. More than one in three American kids has lead in their blood, and no level of lead is safe. Lead poisoning causes learning disabilities and behavioral disorders. Has your child been tested? Learn more at leadsafeamerica.org. Scattered showers across the Bay Area, about a 30 to 40% chance today. Lots of clouds the rest of the day. Then it turns breezy, high near 80.
It's March Madness this month at Lakeland Harley-Davidson. Right now, trade in and trade up. Lakeland Harley-Davidson needs your trade. Due to unprecedented savings on remaining 2016 models, our inventory is quickly depleting. Come in today for a free trade-in appraisal. We'll see if we can get you riding on a new Harley-Davidson this spring at or below your current payment. Shop the lowest interest rates and the largest new inventory in the Tampa Bay area. Lakeland Harley-Davidson, exit 33054 or lakelandharley.com. Financing available for T1 well-qualified buyers with approved credit. Offers expire March 31st.
Tampa Bay's business address is Money Talk 1010 AM and available on HD at 99.5 HD2. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Money Talk 1010 AM, Tampa Bay's business address.
The program that follows has been paid for by Katrina Madewell. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of Katrina Madewell and are not those of Beasley Media Group, this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers.
Welcome to Tampa Home Talk with your host, native Tampa real estate girl, Katrina Madewell, a full-time, passionate, out-of-the-box thinker, love for home ownership kind of realtor with over 21 years of combined mortgage and real estate experience. Tune in every week at this time for expert advice on everything you need to know about home ownership, finance, maintaining great credit, building wealth, and making your everyday life better, and how you can be financially successful today and tomorrow. Remember, love where you live or let Katrina fix it. Now, here's your host of Tampa Home Talk, Katrina Madewell.
Well, hello. Good morning. This is Tampa Home Talk, and I'm your host, Katrina Madewell. Thanks for joining us on this dreary Friday day. This weather, yeah. I don't know what's up with this.
Looks like Cleveland, Ohio outside this morning. But this weekend's going
to
be beautiful.
Supposed to be beautiful tomorrow. Yes. Of course, I had to look at that, right, for the
And
the
you'll be doing plan. All your home showings because you have so many homes to sell right now.
No, I don't. I got three coming. I signed three listing agreements, Pat, between now and the time I talk to you.
So since in 24 hours, this is how much of a mover and a shaker you are.
Well, I have one coming, so I got three. Yeah, okay. Two in one day. And I got a couple more that I went on appointments
for. So this is definitely a seller's market.
Oh, my gosh. Is it ever a seller's market? Like, if you were thinking for 1 minute that you might be ready to sell. And like, for example, one of my customers, their son is in high school. And so they actually don't want to physically move, Pat, until summertime. And I was talking about this yesterday with the home stager, and I was telling her, you know, the more lead time we have, the better.
Right.
And for a couple of reasons, A, we can plan our marketing and time it out better and really create a buzz when it goes live. And B, that we can help them because I don't care who you are. I mean, it's seriously less than 1%, myself included. When I go into a property, the way you live in a home is never, ever, ever the way you sell it. And so sometimes people think, oh, they contact the real estate agent last, but it's actually quite the opposite.
Get you ready.
If you contact us first, we can put together a plan. I mean, sometimes people will call me a year out. Imagine
say,
that.
I'm thinking about selling my house.
Yeah.
A year from now, can we get started now?
Well, they're just like saying, you know, I'm talking about, I don't know where to start. I haven't sold a home in 20 years. And, you know, I need to know where to start. I don't even know what my house is worth.
Well, you're the expert.
So that's what we do. And then, you know, the thing about that is when we give them a valuation, it's a snapshot in time, right? And so sometimes people say, well, I want to redo the kitchen or I want to redo some stuff, or I'm not sure, you know, what to redo, or I've had this problem in my house and I don't know how to fix it, which is exactly how our guest today ties into the show.
And he's a busy guy, talking to him earlier, because, you know, I talked to some friends and they put their house up for sale. And if you do want to sell your house, I mean, they sold their house in 2 days.
Yes, we are selling stuff very, very quickly. Especially if it's priced right and it shows well and it's really ready to go and the photographs are beautiful and there's a lot of them. You know, we use professional photography on all of our stuff. It's going to sell quickly. So if you want to reach us, you can call or text me at our off-air number, and we'll be happy to do a no-cost valuation on your home. You can text the word VALUE to 813-377-2775. Again, that off-air number where you can reach us, you can call or text, is 813-377-2775. And so without further ado, I want to introduce our guest this morning. So he has been on with us before, but I think our last show that we had you on was actually pre-recorded. So this one's live.
They're all live.
Stuff
we're
I'm
not
supposed to tell you guys.
Yeah, we're not going to destroy the illusion.
We are live for most of ours. And we do Facebook Live for most of them as well. And we have a pretty good following and, you know, people watch it during the day. So Leo Cannon is our special guest today. Happy to introduce him. He's also one of our show partners and he's with Barrel Engineering. And, So tell the person listening a little bit about yourself, your background, what you do, and how you bring so much value to the table, because I know, but I want to hear from you.
Well, we formed Barrel Engineering and Inspection back in 2012. I have over 16 years of experience doing commercial, residential, and industrial inspection. There's 9 of us on staff. We're very happy to be doing about 30 inspections a week, be it structural inspections, home inspections, or the insurance inspections. Those are the insurance inspections where you save money on your homeowner's insurance by having certain clips or straps in your attic, a newer roof, things of that nature. So
those are the wind mitigation inspections and the four-point inspections that you're talking about.
Yeah, the wind mitigation inspections. So I often laugh about those because your roof ends up being so strong that the rest of your building will collapse, but your entire roof will be in one piece. And the insurance companies like that the roof stays in one piece.
Yes, definitely. So, I mean, our topic for today's show, we're going to talk about crazy defects. And, you know, the first thing that kind of randomly pops in my head is, you know, we've seen home inspection. Of course, I don't ever get on the roof or crawl in the attic, nor should I. But I look at the photos when you guys do it, and we've seen people literally cut the trusses to fit stuff up in their attic, which is just so ridiculous. So talk about this from an engineering standpoint. Most people probably are listening to this going, what? Somebody cut the trusses? But literally, they cut the trusses.
They needed more room.
Yeah, they need more room. Oftentimes, it's for the to put an air handler up in the attic. Either the some of the AC techs that I've seen are pretty hefty, so they might cut some trusses just to maneuver around in there. But usually they're cutting trusses to put ductwork in. And the occasional one cut truss in a series of like 20 isn't going to cause any major issues. But when the AC people are up there in the attic, they usually cut 3 or 4 in a row. So now you have a weak part in the roof, and then the roof itself starts sagging. And sagging's like forming a bowl on your roof, and that's going to hold water. And then that's going to put even more weight on the roof, which is going to even cause it to become a larger bowl. And then eventually it just collapses. So the house will be nice and cool, and then it'll be really wet.
And not to mention when the snow starts and it gets heavy.
Oh, Pat, really?
Well, we have listeners all over the
online,
all over the world.
I know we do, but we don't have any snow here in Tampa.
That is correct. You know, another thing
about... We have rain, like today.
I don't know where this rain came from. It was crystal clear at 3 a.m.
It came from the Gulf. You know, one of the other things about air handlers, isn't it a good idea if you're going to redo your air conditioning, and you would be an expert at this, keep that air handler out of the attic?
I kind of like them in the attic for a couple of reasons. One, the airflow falls, cold air falls.
That part is true.
So I like that part, except I don't like the part when they start leaking
the pan
starts rusting and overflows, and then you have wet insulation and you have some
but
drywall.
But it's hot up there. Doesn't it make that air handler work a lot more with that heat all around it? Because the first thing I did I redid my AC, I moved it out of the attic.
They should be installing ridge vents as well, which helps keep a lot of the heat out of the attic, right?
Yeah, there's something called the stack effect. It's where you actually have on the soffits, which would be if your roof looked like a pyramid. At the base of the pyramid, there's something called a soffit, and that's where venting comes in. So you get warm ambient air in there, which is actually cooler than the air in the attic, and it pushes the hot air up through the top, which is the ridge vent, and that's where the hot air escapes. So you're constantly cycling in new air.
Well, those ridge vents, that's a new... When you get a new roof, they put those on. But some of the older homes that are out there that were built in the 70s, the late 70s and 80s, they don't have that vent on there yet
I've seen some even from the 90s that have it, haven't you?
Well, sometimes they have, it's called a gable vent. So if you're looking again at the pyramid, they're putting it into the side of the pyramid. But most homes nowadays have either the ridge vent, which is at the very top, or it's an offset vent, which is
It makes a world of difference.
It does. It really cools down the home.
Are the side vents enough, though, for this heat and humidity that we have?
They were back in the day.
I can tell by the roofers, it's not really enough.
Back in the day, it was. I mean, we've been building homes more energy efficient now. So we're building them more and more like a closed box as opposed to just a breezeway. So the more insulation you add, the tighter your windows are, the more energy efficient your house is, the less air you're circulating, which can cause health problems, but it does make your home more energy efficient, so it lowers your electric bill.
So what are some of the things that you see, like when you do, for example, a pre-listing inspection, which is, sellers don't think about this a lot, but there's many times that we recommend a pre-listing home inspection, especially if people are saying, I think I might have some issues with this or that, or, you know, all my plugs have been tripping for some reason, we don't know why, just to try to find that stuff. Can you walk someone that's thinking about selling their home, maybe either right now or in the next 6 months, what a pre-listing home inspection looks like?
Well, we always recommend a pre-listing home inspection, especially if you have one of those mid-century or those Victorian-style homes, the 100-year-old homes. Definitely recommend the pre-listing inspection. It's also useful for the homes that are about 10 to 15 years old. The pre-listing inspection is basically a home inspection, but instead of giving it to the buyer, we give it to the seller. And the reason why you would want to do that as a seller is oftentimes your buyer, even if you have a pre-listing inspection, your buyer is still going to have a home inspection. But it's nice to know what they're going to find and if there's any quote-unquote deal breakers out there, a structural defect, a roof leak, AC not working, things of that nature. It's nice to know those up front. And then you can say, hey, buyer, we knew about this. That's why we set our price where we did. So you're proactive. If you don't do that, what ends up happening is the buyer comes back and says, well, I know I offered you $200,000 on the house, but I have to do $10,000 worth of work. So I'm lowering my offer to 190. So it actually allows you to be a better negotiator saying, no, we knew about it. We disclosed it. That's part of our purchase price.
One of the problems I've been having at my house, and I had a home inspector look at it, is the windowsills crack. The concrete underneath the windows are cracking and falling up. Why is that?
Where exactly, Pat?
Well, it cracks right on the right on the sill.
The bottom part of the sill on the outside?
Yeah, maybe we can come back. You can answer that.
You don't want to talk all the way up until the break?
No. I don't want to rush into this. I want to know in great length and detail why my house is cracking away.
So if you want to reach me or my guest, I'll give you our off-air number. It's 813-377-2775. You can call or text us at that number, 813-377-2775. Again, 813-377-2775. I'm your host, Katrina Madewell. My guest today in studio is Leo Cannon. He's with Barrel Engineering and Inspections. And when we come back, we're going to answer that question for Pat George, why his window seal is cracking. And if you've got a question that you would also like to know, call Pat directly and he'll hook you in. On air, number is 888-404-1010. Again, that's 888-404-1010. And don't forget, you can catch us on the FM dial 103.1 as well. We'll be back in just a minute.
You know what I mean? I just can't believe it. People, that lady called in, she says, I don't have perfect credit. My credit's not that good. Do I still get the cruise? Yes, you do. Do I still get the electronic package with the TV
and the computer and the sound bar?
Yes, you do. Do I get the 1-year maintenance package free?
Yes, you do.
And guess what? You're not paying 28% like some buy here, pay here
jump box place or something. Folks, NissanOfClearwater.com. Or if you've got less than perfect credit, folks, all at Tampa, okay? It's the hottest website in Tampa right now. If you could look at the ratings,
TampaFinance.com.
The clicks are going through the moon right now. TampaFinance.com.
TampaFinance.com.
Folks,
don't
good credit, bad
right
credit, terrible credit, horrible credit, repossession, divorce. Any of it.
You know, we have so many people that drive all over to come to see us. Now we're here, Pinellas. You said open in Pinellas. You want us to service you in Pinellas? We're here. Come and see us, okay? And we're going to make you huge. Right here in Pinellas County, we're going to make you huge.
Financial, tax, and retirement planning is a mystery, and everyone you talk to has a solution. But do you really understand it? Stocks, bonds, annuities, life insurance, and a retirement plan? Every weekday at 10 a.m. on Money Talk 1010, Ray Lucia makes planning for the future not only easy for the average investor to understand, but interesting as well. Real money issues from investments to taxes, Social Security, and more. The Ray Lucia Show, every weekday at 10 a.m. on Money Talk 1010 a.m. or on FM at 103.1.
The Dave Ramsey Show. Talk radio that matters.
People do not win at life and at money until they learn how to have quality relationships, learn how to treat other people, learn how to be a good husband, a good wife, a good son, a good daughter, a good mom, a good dad, a good employee, a good employer. Good people do move ahead in this world. I know you watch so much television that you believe otherwise. Some of you have lost your soul to reality TV.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 2 to 5 on Money Talk 1010, Tampa Bay's business address.
Welcome back. You're listening to Tampa Home Talk. I'm your host, Katrina Madewell, hanging out today with Leo Cannon with Barrel Engineering and Inspections. And our topic for today's show is crazy inspections. And was that somebody asking a question, Pat? Or we have yours? Your window seal question?
Yeah, no, that's my question because okay. I've had to mortar them back up and try to make them look pretty again, but they just start cracking and then the crack gets bigger and bigger and it looks like water gets in there and then it just cracks open, falls off the windowsill, and here I'm replacing it.
Which that is very bad.
And that's very bad because if this is a bad problem, you might have another house to be listening.
Well, let me tell you something, Pat. Part of my job is to make sure you get the most money in your pocket. And so if I were to walk into a home, and I'm going to do a room by room review and walk around and see the home, and I'm going to catch stuff like that, right? Would you not agree, Leo?
Yeah, you should catch stuff like that.
And I'm going to recommend that we actually get those things repaired, Pat, before we hit the market, because if we don't, it's going to cost you a lot more than the cost to just repair it. And right. So, you know, Leo,
why is that happening?
Well, depending on the age of the home, there could be two different reasons.
1979.
So you've got a 1970s, 1980s home. So what they did back in the day when they made those windowsills, they actually put some rebar in the windowsill
itself. I can see the rebar.
Yeah, and once you get water in there, so you're supposed to seal and caulk your windows once every 4 to 7 years.
Whoops.
And most people don't even paint their house every 10 years. So you get moisture that starts getting in there, and the paint is the moisture protection. So once your paint starts going up, a lot of people think the block is moisture protection, but the block is actually porous and will let water travel through it. So what ends up happening in your house, the seals have degraded over time. Water is getting in at those corners. And then once it touches the rebar itself starts to swell a little bit because it's metal. Ah. And that's what makes the cracks form, because the rebar is actually pushing. And I'm using hand gestures for people on Facebook. But the rebar actually swells and pushes the windowsill out, forms the crack, and then it falls off. And the sad part about once the rebar starts swelling, you get a rust bleed through effect that you will continue to get even if you paint and caulk. You'll always get that rust bleed through effect. So you almost have to replace the windowsill.
So yeah, and they have those. I see those in Lowe's and Home Depot where you can buy another windowsill, but you know, you've got to do some chipping and some moving of, you know, concrete and mortar and, you know, put a new one in
there. And here's the thing. Water is not your house's friend. So that's just a good way to think about it. Like if water is seeping in or getting in anywhere, whether it's at the bottom because the paint didn't go down far enough, like Leo was saying regarding the paint or something, in that instance, it can actually do a lot more damage if you don't repair it right away.
Yeah, I mean, Florida is unique in that we get the two most damaging elements to a home. There's no worse things that can happen to your home other than, well, there are, but in general, there are no worse things that can happen to your home other than...
Wait, let me guess. Water and up north guests coming to visit.
Okay, three things. Rain. Water, up guest homes coming to visit, and sunlight. And during the summer, we get both the sunlight, intense heat going from like 70 degrees to 90 degrees, and we get the rain in the afternoon. So your house is constantly being cooled and heated. That evaporation effect is causing energy damage to the home. And that degrades the paint. During the summer, I mean, these storms we get is like pressure washing your home once a day, and that you pressure wash before you put new paint on.
Wow. You know, and I thought he was going to say wind, water and wind, and it's really
water and sunlight.
That's what I was going to say.
Get a whole lot of wind. We don't get a whole lot of wind. I mean, we have wind events that happen once every 10, 15 years, the 30-year storm, but it's sunlight. We get intense sunlight every day, and we get water in a 6-month period every day.
And, you know, the other thing, too, back to Leo's point with regards to the paint, it's a good idea to make sure your house is painted. And if, you know, some paints will last longer than others, right? Would you agree? So you don't necessarily have to paint your house every 10 years. It might be a general rule of thumb. Some are going to last longer. Some are going to be much shorter. But when you touch the paint, if it's chalky on your hands, that's a good sign that your paint is at the end of its life and it's time to repaint.
Yeah, I mean, if the paint looks chalky, if you can look at it and you see different wavies of paint and there's different colorations, if your irrigation system has some iron in it and you've got an orange layer of paint on the bottom because it's really rust that's been splattered up against the side of your building, these are all signs that you might have to repaint. If you start getting cracks at the windows, that's usually the first sign. Sometimes you'll even get stair step cracks that develop, and what actually has happened there is water has gotten behind the paint and it's traveling along the mortar lines of the block. So some people think their house is settling when in actuality it's just paint. It's actually water that got in because the paint was at the end of its
useful
life.
Which I'm glad you brought up cracks, because that comes up all the time. People ask, well, especially people that come from up north, right? They're so afraid of sinkholes and they're like, you know, how big is too big of a crack? And so for myself and like in general home inspection terms, we always think it's a good idea to bring in an engineer if that crack is more than, say, a quarter of an inch. If you can stick a coin in it, probably is a good visual rule of thumb.
Well, there's three different levels of crack that we talk about during our home inspections and our structural inspections. There's the cosmetic crack, which is 1/16 of an inch.
And those little hairline cracks you see.
Those are really easy to repair. Generally, and it's elastomeric sealer. It looks like a small bucket of white paint, costs as much as a 5-gallon bucket. But that's what can be used to seal those smaller cracks.
And those are pretty much totally normal, right? Because we have the soft, sandy soil. I mean, you're going to get that in any home.
the next level of crack is the 1/8 of an inch crack. And that's when you start to have to look at it. Are we getting prolonged moisture intrusion? Is it some kind of settlement? Is there a roof leak? Is there something else that's contributing to that crack? And the repair there is mostly the same, except instead of using a roll-on sealer, we have to actually use a caulk or a Hilti product that you can use to seal that crack.
You probably just solved my mildew problem.
In your house? You have mildew in your house?
I have a bedroom on the side of the house that has a crack going down the back wall. And I just said, well, that's just a crack.
Yeah,
and
but it's you only have about to seal that, inch. Pat. You've got to seal that
well,
crack.
Well, I didn't know that. I thought it was a flooding problem. So I dug a trench and I put weatherproofing down on my foundation, and I probably did a week's worth of work, and it's probably all because of that crack.
Yeah.
The water's coming in. So I have not fixed my problem. When
I have a moisture meter, you know, so I could come check to see if it's wet on the inside.
You come
and
around
if you still
July,
can't
August,
figure it
September,
out.
And I'll show you moisture in a bedroom. And it's probably due to that crack that goes all the way to the top of my soffit, all the way down. And the water's just running down the wall going on.
How
into
big
the
is that crack?
About 1/8 of an inch.
Straight through block?
Well, that's what caused
or is it
me,
an addition?
No, it goes down the block.
Oh, okay.
And
so
that's what caused me to have someone come to my house and check for a sinkhole, which caused me to tell my insurance company that I had checked for a sinkhole.
Now you're flagged and tagged.
And I'm
for
flagged.
You
don't
and
ever tell anybody you think you have a sinkhole, by the way. We talked about it before.
We did.
If you do, you don't have a sinkhole, well, it doesn't matter. You have a sinkhole.
Well, I mean, that's the truth. Like when you have your insurance company check, because you feel like you might have a settlement issue or you're not sure, you will officially tag your property like you've had a
forever.
Claim. Forever. And yourself.
That actually reminds me of a horror case we had 2 weeks ago. We were trying to close out an open permit because we close out open permits. They come up all the time.
Actually, let's talk about that really quick before you get into your story.
It's a good story.
Okay. Yeah, definitely tell a story. But we're seeing this more now than ever, the open permits. And so people will have a pool enclosure, whatever. We'll come back to it. But then you guys have to come in and close a permit because the contractor's gone. But
I have one of those too.
Go ahead with your story.
You got one of everything. You're like the perfect example
here.
He
does, yes.
So what ended up happening here is back in 2001, the people thought they had a sinkhole. So they actually filed to have, because when you think you have a sinkhole, you have to file to get a permit to do an engineering report. They filed, they did the engineering report. The engineering report basically said that the pool was installed wrong. There was no sinkhole, but the permit was never closed out. So now we went to close out the permit, which should have been simple.
Wait a minute, did you come to my house?
Maybe.
Are you the guy?
So,
this is my story.
So, Leo, what does it cost to do, and by far, so if you don't take anything away from the show, the person listening, if you have any type of issue at all, before you call your insurance company, call a structural engineer like Leo, because you don't want your house tagged. Like, Pat George's house is tagged. He just explained this.
Yeah, once that permit was pulled, normally we can just close out a permit with an engineering letter. But no one in the county wanted to touch this property because the word sinkhole was in the permit. Even though there was an engineering report that said it wasn't a sinkhole.
It was the pool wrong.
It was the way the permit was pulled in the description. No one wanted to touch it. So we ended up having to do another ground-penetrating radar to prove there was no sinkhole, to say the contractor didn't do any work. And that was like a 3-week process back and forth meeting with the building department. So, yeah.
Was the pool contractor gone?
Yeah.
Long gone?
Long gone.
Yeah.
Mine's long gone, too.
Yeah.
Maybe it was your house. Are you in Hillsborough County?
Yes.
He is.
Oh.
Well, I did ground penetrating and everything on the story, and they gave me about 2 inches thick a book that said I had nothing, and my insurance companies do not want to touch me because I checked for a sinkhole.
Right.
And it's
well,
not there.
Here's,
it's
here's
not
the
happening.
Backstory on that, Pat. And I'm sure you're familiar with this, Leo. And this is where the laws change. And it's really kind of sad because we used to have sinkhole coverage included, right? And your basic policy was included. Now it's pretty much excluded from all of the policies and you have to add it on a la carte, which is very hard to get. It's very expensive. It'll cost you just about the amount of your entire premium to insure everything else. And the problem is, you know, these people were doing what they call the sinkhole lottery, which as far as I'm concerned, that's insurance fraud. You're calling and you're getting somebody to say, oh yeah, you have major settlement issues. So then they pay off your house and now you made a sinkhole claim. So yes, that will follow you even to your next house and your home. But so many people abuse that now we have this, where you can't even really get sinkhole coverage at all anymore. There is catastrophic ground collapse, and we'll talk about that, I guess, after the break. Everybody has that on their policy, and not to dig too much into insurance, because I'm not an insurance person. We will discuss that when we come back. And we'll talk about some other crazy defects. And if you have something in your house you want to know about, call us at 888-404-1010. And you have the perfect guest in the studio to answer that question. 888-404-1010. Back in just a second.
And keep an eye on your traffic and weather for you. Medical malpractice can often destroy a patient's health and result in death. Just like your house. Call Pop and Guype, a personal injury law firm for medical malpractice. Help 727-461-HELP or log on to popandguype.com. US 41 north and southbound all morning long. We've had heavy traffic because folks are trying to avoid the Suncoast Parkway around 54. We had an accident right at the entrance ramp southbound. It's thinning out, but still a little busier than normal. Howard Franklin Bridge is doing okay right now. US 19 at Gandy, watch out for a wreck. Another one, Park Boulevard, east of Park Street or Starkey, a crash. And this report is brought to you by Lead Safe America. More than one in three American kids has lead in their blood, and no level of lead is safe. Lead poisoning causes learning disabilities and behavioral disorders. Has your kids been tested? Learn more at leadsafeamerica.org. Breezy, lots of clouds, scattered showers. Pretty much the majority of that has moved to the east right now.
It's March, and you know what that means. It's Elder Ford Madness. Rob Elder is marking down every vehicle on the lot. Drive away in a 2017 Ford Focus for only $138 a month. That's less than $5 a day. Or lease a 2017 F-150 only $298 a month. Less than $10 a day. Plus, rates as low as 0% on your favorite models. And our free nationwide lifetime warranty. Get into Elder Ford and join the madness by driving away in a new Ford on North Florida Avenue or online at elderfordoftampa.com.
Hi, this is Aaron Davis, owner of Hillsborough Title. Hillsborough Title is a local, family-owned title agency here in Tampa Bay. Our service, strength, and knowledge make us different. We've served Tampa Bay area for over 30 years. From Polk County to the Gulf, Pasco to Manatee, Tampa Bay, we've got you covered. Call us at 813-712-8888, 712-8888, or visit us on the web at thebesttitle.com, thebesttitle.com, that's thebesttitle.com.
I'm Katrina Madewell with Keller Williams Realty and Tampa Home Talk. And for more than 23 years, we have been helping homeowners sell. Flexible terms with the right to sell it yourself. Let my results speak.
They were able to get us a full price offer and a contract in our house in 9 days.
I just wanted to express my gratitude in finding a cash buyer for my property in less than 24 hours.
I'm not bragging. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. Call 813-777-1196. Thank you.
Eric's IRS troubles were nasty.
I had 10 years of unpaid tax returns. I owed $83,000. I might have wound up in jail.
And unbelievably complex.
Things that are written in the tax code are so complicated that if you don't pay a tax professional to do your taxes, you're going to screw up. This was such a complex problem, I did not think anybody could solve it.
Eric's whole life was about to go down the drain, so he called Optima Tax Relief.
Optima was able to make sense out of the huge disaster, and Optima stopped it.
To say the least, Eric was very relieved.
They got me out of hot water, that's for sure. Optima saved me a boatload of money and got me out of a horribly complex situation. If not for Optima, I might be in jail right now.
Got a nasty, confusing tax problem? Do what Eric did and call Optima right now for a free consultation. Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
What if you took time out for you? Just an hour of your week for a little mental tune-up. How you face the challenges of the day always depends on your mindset. Mindset Matters with your hosts, Dr. Gina Midyet and Roxanne Wilder, airs today at noon on Money Talk 1010 AM and 103.1 FM. Dr. Gina is here to take your calls and share practical tips for self-improvement and finding your most authentic voice. Today at noon on Money Talk 1010 AM and 103.1 FM. Tune in to Mindset Matters because it does.
Any crazy defects that you have seen?
We're trying to listen to House at Pooh Corner, and you're trying to talk to all your YouTube.
You see me talking, you're trying to pop the mic on. Don't even. You guys, you know what? I tell you what. If you're listening to the show, you have to watch it because there's so many things that go on, like behind what you can't hear. It's pretty funny.
I'm just reading some paper.
That was directed at Pat. Pat George.
You like this song, though? House at Pooh Corner? Everyone loves their home.
I don't know what it is. I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of House at Pooh Corner? You need to get out more.
I'm sheltered. Sheltered, baby. Anyway, so we were talking before the break about how, you know,
sinkholes are something you never say. Never say the word sinkhole.
I mean,
ever,
if you have
especially around your insurance company.
I mean, it was.
I would agree to that.
It was meant for a reason. Like if you actually had it, but people abused it, so now it's pretty much gone or super expensive to get. And
if you cancel it, if it's on your insurance,
you're not getting it back without a big inspection.
Who cares? If we cancel it, you save a whole bunch of money. You know, monthly, because it's, like you said, it's expensive. So people go, how can I save a little on my monthly house payment?
Well,
get rid of that.
So here's the thing.
If you have a sinkhole, it's over anyway.
Well, you have catastrophic ground collapse. So, Leo, you're a perfect person to talk about this. And what's the difference between a sinkhole and catastrophic ground collapse to where, like, you'd have this fight with the insurance company to get them to cover it?
This is where I just look at you and I blink a couple of times and I have a blank stare.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not an insurance person, so I don't know what catastrophic ground collapse. It sounds pretty serious, though.
It has to be basically where they consider the home uninhabitable, meaning you can't live in the property because it's not safe. Because underneath it, it's not stable. Right. So what it did was it got away from all these bogus sinkhole claims. And then now the catastrophic ground collapse is all that's left on the policies for the most part.
You know, we were talking off the air about how they build homes and where they put all the debris. And I'm surprised. I was surprised when I've had a pool put in and they said that they dug a big hole and they put all the pallets and all the visqueen all in there, covered it up. And then when I built my pool, they were pulling it all back out. And I'm telling you, there was probably a dump truck load of garbage that they took out of my yard before they could put the pool in. But you said they do something else, which is surprising.
Yeah, right now, I mean, the two homes in a subdivision you don't want to buy, one is the model home because they put those up as fast as possible because they have to start selling other homes that they're going to be building. But the other thing they do is in a subdivision, if you're on the last street, all they do is when they do the demucking or the grading, and that's where they remove the dirt there before they put the new dirt in, they just push it. They keep pushing it. We'll eventually get to the end of the subdivision, and they can't push it anymore. So it's cheaper for them to create a quote-unquote landscaping berm in the back of the subdivision than it is to truck it out. What they end up doing is creating a huge hill in the backyards of the street. So when it rains, the backyards of these houses get flooded, and the builders are selling it as an improvement when it's really a defect.
It looks so pretty, but it really isn't.
Isn't that interesting? Selling that as an improvement, but it's a defect.
Katrina?
Well, I mean, I try to watch for that kind of stuff. And if I don't like the slope or the grade, I mean, you know, I've sold properties that have French drains in the front because the whole house slopes from the back forward. So, I mean, like, it's not even a house I would buy because the driveway slopes so much that, like, if you have teenage kids, you just see that as like a nightmare. Or if it slopes down even worse, like into the garage.
Well, if I had a skateboard, I would probably consider that fun if I was a teenage kid and had a huge sloped driveway.
Yeah, but you, as a parent, you don't want to have to replace the garage door that they crash into it. That's what I would see. That's exactly what I would see. So we were talking about, first of all, the third crack. We never got to that. So
yeah,
we
talked about our 1/16th of an inch crack. We talked about our 1/8 of an inch crack, but we never talked about the 1/4 of an inch crack. And usually when you have a 1/4 of an inch crack, you're dealing with some kind of settlement. You're dealing with some kind of structural defect. You could be dealing with something called differential settlement. And this is something we see a lot is when you make a room addition to a house, especially when you have a house like
older
that from the 70s and it was built and it's settled and it was built to a certain kind of code and standard and it's got a certain envelope. And then you put a brand new addition to it, a bedroom bathroom addition. What ends up happening is that house is structurally stronger than the rest of the house, but it's still going to settle slightly. So when that settles slightly, you'll get cracks that will develop between the addition and the existing house.
We see that a lot.
Usually they're 1/8 of an inch or smaller. It's when they're 1/4 of an inch or larger I get concerned, which means that when they were putting the addition on, they didn't properly compact the soil. And then if your soil is spongy, when you put your house on it, your house is going to sink a little bit. Not sink whole, just sink a little bit.
Well, I keep bringing up things that's wrong with my house. Does it come to a point where, you know, you have those homes that are 150 years old that were built like, you know, castles that are great. But then you have those homes that are 40 years old that were built like track homes real quick. Is there an end of a life to a home where you think or you say, it's about time for me to leave this house?
Well,
because
homes only come to the end of their life if you don't perform proper homeowner maintenance. Would you agree?
Well, I mean, you can technically have a car that lasts forever as long as you keep replacing the inside. So,
right.
As long as you properly maintain your house, you upgrade it over time.
Excellent analogy.
Yeah. You'll have to upgrade your electrical.
I don't think I did a lot of that. You know, the one problem I'm having now is I'm finding out that all my outlets are, you put a cord in and they're getting loose or they're getting, they don't, you know, wow, there's no power at this outlet anymore.
You know, sometimes we, instead of just doing a home inspection during the buying or selling of a home, we also do something called a warranty inspection, and that's just to check up a home to just see what you have and what maintenance you might need to perform.
Well,
you might be a good candidate for
outlets,
that.
The outlets are wearing out. Does that happen?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This is a new construction, too. People kind of miss that a lot because the home's brand new, and theoretically speaking, you're not going to have a whole lot of stuff. But if you bought a brand new home and you're getting close to that one-year mark where the builder's warranting everything, it's not a bad idea to get an inspection at that point. And anything that you find, have the builder go ahead and take care of that, you know, as a construction defect.
And you have to think, with a brand new home, oftentimes you're adopting the home. Maybe the supervisor's done a final check on the home, but oftentimes they've got the electrical turned on, the plumbing turned on the day before closing, hot and colds are reversed, outlets are wired wrong, and no one even knows about it. So you end up finding these things over the course of the first 6 months, a year living in the house.
Would that be called a crazy defect?
It's not a crazy, defect,
it's
but
standard.
It's that we installed real fast.
It's real
Everybody
common.
Didn't check it, defect, and
yeah,
it happens.
It's very common. Actually, we will only send out senior inspectors to inspect brand new homes.
What else do you see in brand new construction that people would not expect?
We see there's a myth in Florida that stucco cracking is acceptable. And we see a lot of times that the stucco is placed on the wall and then they didn't wait long enough before they put the paint on. So the paint actually, instead of going on the outer coating of the wall, just gets sucked in. So you'll start to get a lot of cracking in the stucco right away. And those need to be remediated. So yeah, cracking in brand new stucco should not be accepted. Other things that get covered up is sometimes we've seen it where houses haven't been insulated that were brand new homes. The whole sections of houses, they just couldn't get to that section of the attic, so they didn't spray insulation there.
So, Leo, have you noticed a lot of these new homes that were built around the peak of the market, a lot of them have had the stucco cracking on the upper part of the house?
Oh, that's something
a lot of the
different.
I know, but I was going to ask about that because some of the builders that are still around, they are actually repairing that. But why is it that the stucco cracks and falls off the upper story? Because we've seen this in some of these houses.
What ended up happening, and there's a lot of lawyers out there that will chase these types of subdivisions, but what ended up happening is stucco on the block level needs to be 5/8 of an inch thick. Stucco at the wood level, which is the second floor, needs to be 7/8 of an inch thick. So what was happening is when they were putting the stucco on, you're supposed to have, it's called a 3-coat hard coat stucco system. Sometimes they did it in 2 coats. Sometimes they just did it in 1 coat. Which is what's happening. And oftentimes the thickness they used on the base level, which is the block, is the same thickness at the wood level. So like we talked earlier about the windowsill with the rebar swelling, well, behind your stucco is basically a chain link fence, and it's called lath. So when the stucco's not thick enough and your paint starts to degrade, water gets in there, the lath starts swelling, and then your stucco starts falling off the wall just like your windowsill does.
You know, I tell you, we are so proud to have Leo as our partner. Did I say that already? I'm going to say it again.
We learned a lot today. You know, and another thing, this just happened with my mother-in-law. She had insulation blown in. You know how they blow in the new insulation? They say, hey, your
insulation.
Yeah, it's all worn out. You need it. So she decided that, you know, she's 82 years old. She can't go up there and check. So she had a young guy come over and go up in the attic, and they only blew half because they ran out of insulation. Have you ever been up in the attic and you've seen that?
I have seen that. I've seen that, and I've seen there's
taking
different
shortcuts.
Taking shortcuts. And I often say that if contractors did what they said they would do, I wouldn't have a profession. I wouldn't have an inspection business that we go out there and verify the things were built correct. If sellers disclosed everything, we wouldn't have to go out there and do a home inspection. I mean, we're there to catch shortcuts, mistakes, and errors and omissions.
Yeah.
Some either
building
intentional or
too, yeah.
unintentional.
One of our current customers actually has a question. Linda wants to know, is it worth getting multiple specialized inspections beyond the basic inspection? And that's actually a great question, Linda. So usually what we do is we'll perform the general home inspection. And then here in Florida, which she's moving from Denver or Colorado for sure, maybe not Denver, but the 4-point and the wind mitigation is only certain types of age houses and that sort of stuff. And if you're doing the general home inspection, then let's say you don't even like the house. Let's say it has too many defects. You're not going to buy it based on what the inspector found. You wouldn't even move on to the other inspections because it doesn't make sense to pay money for those inspections when you don't like the house and you're planning to cancel the contract.
Yeah, home inspectors are generalists. So we're there. We're trying to catch. We're jack of all trades in that we know a little bit about a lot of different things. But we don't, as a home inspector, right, we're not specialized. We're not going to take apart your air coils and test right. it. We're not going to test your Freon or your R101. For the electric, we're going to take a look inside the electrical panel, but we're not going to volt test all the wires. And right. we're not going to be checking the gauges as far as, is this wire near the end of its useful life? So you pay for a home inspection. You get a generalist report. It's not cost prohibitive. It's not technically exhaustive, as we right. say. We don't spend hours in your home. But I do know people, like if you're buying $1 million home, they'll hire an AC guy. They'll hire right. an electrician.
And you could, yeah. But here's the thing, and this is what most people do, Linda, and I think this will answer your question, is they will get the general home inspection, and then based on what the inspector, like you, Leo, finds, will determine if we need to get an additional inspection. Now, if it's a general home inspection, not somebody like you, and it's a structural defect, and they might say, okay, bring out an engineer that can review these cracks or, you know, the structure to make sure it's okay. If it's something with the AC, they might say, bring in an AC technician so we can double check this. So it really depends on what the inspector finds, Linda, to determine if you would bring additional people in during that inspection
yeah,
period.
Oftentimes when we find defects, and anytime you have a house inspected, if it's brand new, if it's 30 years old, if it's just been gone over with a fine tooth comb by a team of contractors, there's going to be defects. So we're, any home inspector is going to have defects found in their report. And sometimes the home inspector is going to say, we recommend, the AC didn't appear to be cooling correctly. We recommend that an HVAC contractor come out at that point. So they're going to recommend right. other specialists at that point. And it's all to help the buyer make an informed decision, but not waste a lot of money on a house they might not purchase.
Right, exactly. So again, you start with the general home inspection, and then you go from there. And we're going to talk about some other crazy defects that you guys see. Let's talk a little bit about balconies, because we had this one come up, remember, recently on an inspection report. So we'll talk about some of the crazy defects that you see, including attachments, balconies, and just some of the things that are not installed properly that contractors kind of miss a lot. You're listening to Tampa Home Talk. Our off-air number, if you'd like to reach me or Leo, is 813-377-2775. And you can call or text us at that number, 813-377-2775. Again, off-air, call or text, 813-377-2775. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in just a minute to finish the last segment of the show.
Here's a recipe for some fun. Take two microphones and a telephone. Then mix in a redneck like Q105's Mason Dixon and a former Army sergeant and radio guy like Charlie Oakes. Put them on the radio every day at 11 a.m. Turn them loose, then open up the phone lines to add spice with your comments. The result is an entertaining hour on Mason Dixon Wide Open with the Sarge. You can be part of the show every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. till noon on Money Talk 1010. Your toll-free number to call in is 888-404-1010. They'll be talking about whatever's on their minds and your mind. And with these two, you never know where that'll take them. No subject is going to be out of bounds. Just keep it clean. The subjects go from political talk to what's happening in Tampa Bay. And they love anything with wheels and an engine, so cars will always be a subject. Listen to Money Talk 1010 every Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. for Mason Dixon Wide Open with the Sarge on Money Talk 1010.
Let's face it, having a criminal arrest record really stinks, and it hurts when others make unfair judgments about you. Employers, landlords, lenders, even the person you may want to date. Take down this number, 813-254-9205. Attorney Jim Souza has sealed and expunged arrest records for more than 20 years. Go to restoremyname.net or call 813-254-9205.
Are you looking for your next home? The truth is that most buyers want a home, not a real estate agent. I understand, but factually, you need an experienced agent on your team like me. I'm Katrina Madewell with
Keller Williams Realty,
host of Tampa Home Talk, and I've been in the real estate and mortgage industry selling homes for more than 23 years, and it would be our pleasure to help you find your next home. Love where you live, or I'll fix it. Welcome home. 813-936-2302. 813-936-2302.
Show.
Thanks for joining us on Tampa Bay's business address, Money Talk 1010 and 103.1 FM. There are shows to help you understand finances and everything that affects your ability to earn a living. Join Ray Lucia from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. His intelligent input and charismatic nature add to his ability to make the fiscal world not only easy for the average investor to understand, but fun and interesting as well. With expert guest contributor, local realtor Katrina Madewell's Tampa Home Talk, navigating the many facets of the Tampa Bay real estate market. Katrina says, love where you live or I'll fix it. Every Saturday morning from 7 to 10, Braden Gunn and Glenn Kinman bring a lifelong passion of hunting, fishing, camping, and airboating to the lively Big and Wild Outdoor Show. Thanks for listening to all of our shows about subjects from real estate to financial planning to relationships in this fast-paced century and more. Tell your friends to join you on Money Talk 1010, 103.1 FM and 99.5 HD2.
So quiet. I figured we were coming back from a break. We're sitting here today.
Well, first we had to get to Hawaii before I could play it.
I see.
What song is this?
It sounds like a Disney song. Is it?
Oh, I know this song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've heard this before. I have.
It's in a commercial.
It's Izzy. Izzy. Who's, singing.
Who's Izzy?
The Hawaiian singer.
I don't know who it is.
You know, so many of these old songs are now with commercials. When I hear these old songs, I just think it's just another commercial.
Yeah, you know, when they have these songs in commercials and in movies, that's how young kids really, you know, go back and they know all that good music because I heard that in a movie. I hear that from my son all the time. I love that song. And I go, how do you know? From a movie.
So,
or from the Katrina Show.
We stream live on Facebook just in case you only listen in the
they
car.
They don't get to hear all the good music. Do they?
No, they don't. They don't get to hear you, Pat, which is sometimes why if you're listening in the car, I repeat what Pat says. And that's because you can't hear the music beds and usually when he's asking a question and that sort of stuff.
That makes more sense now.
Yeah. So you wonder why I was repeating him, right?
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah, that's why.
Like, I heard him.
Because you heard him, but our Facebookers can't hear him because of the way the studio is set up. But James wants to know, and this is actually a good question. We get this a lot, and this is kind of one of those hairy, scary things that might freak you out, which is all the more reason why you should get a good home inspector to begin with, is he wants to know what happens when the home inspector misses a huge defect.
It depends. I mean, I'm going to say it depends. It's based on the contract that the home inspector has with you. InterNACHI is one of the three organizations that home inspectors can be a part of. There's InterNACHI, NAHI, and ASHI. If you're an InterNACHI inspector and you're using an InterNACHI contract, there's a clause in the contract that states that we are generalists. We're not doing a technically exhaustive inspection. So there's limitations of liabilities in place to protect mm-hmm. both you, the client, and us, the inspector. So if a home inspector misses a huge defect, it depends what the defect is and was it reasonable for them to find it in the time period they were in the house.
Right. They can't see behind walls. They can't, you know, and we tell people, you know, your home inspector is probably going to miss a few things because it's not foolproof. You know, they're human. They're not going to catch every single little thing. They can't see behind every single little wall, but it's your job to find as many of those things as possible so that the buyer can make an informed decision based on that inspection. Now, I will tell you point blank, I'm just going to say it because I'm very transparent like that. I've never seen a home inspector's, contract that does not say their limits of liability are beyond the cost of the inspection.
Right.
And that's just what it is. I mean, it is what it is.
And it's has to be that way to protect the home inspector.
That's right. And really your liability is technically with the seller because more than likely some of those things that are in there, when you live in a home, you're going to find some stuff and you're going to see stuff that a home inspector is not going to see in a 2-hour visit to a home. So if there's something the seller didn't disclose, you would have a suit against them.
Is it a better thing to inspect a home on a rainy day? Like when you go to buy a car, on a rainy day?
I actually like to do the inspections in the rain. We use thermal cameras and moisture meters. So if it rains like this morning it rained and we have three home inspections today, so we're going to be able to see the water leaks better. Yesterday. I had to do two moisture intrusion inspections and it hadn't rained in 2 weeks. So we were using evidence of prior. Now, luckily,
today's a great day to go back and reinspect.
Don't tell that to the people.
I know, right?
No, we found it. We still know what the evidence to look for, the peeling paint, the bad flashings. We can find it in other means. But if it rained this morning, these afternoon inspections are going to be great because their moisture meters and thermal cameras are going to pick up a lot that we would have to just be more experienced to find. And back to what you were saying, you can get your home inspection license in about a week here in Florida. All you have to do is take some courses and pass a test. It's important when you're talking with these home inspection companies to ask what the qualifications are.
So let's talk about that. What should you be looking for? What qualifications?
Are they, in addition to being a home inspector, how much experience do they have inspecting homes? Or have they been a contractor, an engineer? Have they been doing energy audits? What else have they been doing? How long have they had their license? How many CEUs do they take? Are they a member of one of those three organizations that I stated? Above and beyond licensure, they have requirements that you need to meet. Our inspectors are also certified master inspectors, which means that they've been doing inspections for at least 3 years, and they've done at least 1,000 inspections or CEUs. So it's
just like with real estate. I mean, the average real estate agent is going to sell 4 to 5 homes a year, and you're just not going to have the same experience as going up against somebody like me that's going to sell 100 homes in a year. We're just going to see more stuff. We're going to run into more problems that we have to fix. So the likelihood of us already running into that is pretty good.
What about a manufactured home on inspections? Do they happen?
Yeah, they do. With the manufactured homes, if you're doing something called FHA financing, it requires an engineer to go out there and do something called a tie-down inspection. And that's where we look underneath the home to make sure the piers are in place and you have straps. So earlier we talked about wind mitigation and there are straps in the attic. For a manufactured home, there are straps in the crawl space, and it's for the same thing, to keep the manufactured home from falling over in a wind event. So FHA and VA loans require an engineer to go out there and verify the straps are in good working order because they don't want the home to topple over. So yes, we do inspections on manufactured homes or mobile homes or trailers, depending on how you want to describe them, all the time.
See, if Dorothy had had that on her house, it would have never landed on the Wicked Witch of the West.
Only you. Only you, Pat. You know, here's the thing, and I want to bust up a myth, because I pulled this report, and Leo and I were looking at it a little bit in the studio here, but it was like inspector versus engineer. And here's the thing. It's not going to cost you $5,000, like some general inspectors may tell you, to come get an engineer to have a look at it. And I mean, what's your general cost for a home inspection to come check for, not even a home inspection, but let's say someone already bought a home and they're in their home and they want to check some of these issues with the flashing on the roof or a crack from an addition or something like that?
We try and keep our inspection prices for basic inspections between $350 and $500, depending on age, flavor. I say flavor because it's how many reports, what type of person we're sending out, are we sending two people out? But yeah, generally we try and be between $350 and $500. We're very competitive in the home inspection market and we're underpriced for the engineering market.
Definitely. So that's our...
It's the home inspector at the door to check our house.
Home inspector's at the door. It's time for your real estate tip of the week. So my real estate tip of the week this week would be to make sure that you get a pre-listing home inspection. And I know we talked about that at the earlier part of the show, but I think sellers just don't think about it enough because they think, oh, the buyer's going to get an inspection. And they are. But here's the thing. If you get a home inspection, some of those little things that you find, you can take care of them yourself. You know, because it's your home. You can do anything you want to your home. Where if you wait and let a buyer find it, the buyer may want, you know, some of that work to be done by a licensed general contractor or whatever. And then you can figure out what you're going to fix and what you're not going to fix and just disclose that from the beginning. There's no liability to you. There's no liability to your agent. It's just a much better way to do it. So as Pat mentioned at the beginning part of the show, we are technically out of inventory, like right this second. We don't have anything in the MLS to sell because it's already under contract. But we have 3 homes coming up. One of them is a beautiful 4-bedroom, 2-bath that's going to be around next Friday in the Zephyr Hills Wesley Chapel Market for $150. And we got another one coming up in Willow Bend in the Lutz area, very close to Hillsboro Pasco line. And that one's going to be right at $300. Beautiful home with a pool. Really, really beautiful. You can catch me at our off-air number to get a sneak peek, 813-377-2775. Again, call or text 813-377-2775. Remember, love where you live or we're going to fix it. Welcome home.
The preceding program was paid for by Katrina Madewell. The views and opinions expressed on this program were those of Katrina Madewell and not those of Beasley Media Group, this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers.
Tampa Bay's business address is Money Talk 1010 AM and available on HD at 99.5 HD2. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Money Talk 1010 AM.
Tampa Bay's business address.
Take control of your money. Start by listening to The Dave Ramsey Show.
What has it resulted in? To live debt-free, to live on a budget, to live on less than you make, to always save, to always give, and to always value quality relationships. What has that resulted in? It's resulted in wealth, and that's the formula for wealth building. So pardon me if I think your little credit card points are stupid. Pardon me if I don't go along with this idea that you want to borrow money to get your education.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 2 to 5 on Money Talk 1010, Tampa Bay's business address.
Traffic in the Tampa Bay area is among the worst in the nation, with the average commute about an hour a day. If anything goes wrong, you can double it. Do your part to help by being a Money Talk traffic ranger. Call us if you see traffic problems at 888-404-1010. Listen to traffic on Money Talk at 1010 AM or on FM at 103.1 and 92.1. Call the Money Talk traffic ranger line, 888-404-1010. Tampa Bay's best traffic at 1010 AM or on FM at 103.1. Call us 888-404-1010.
WHFS Sefner, WQYK FM HD2 St. Petersburg, 103.1 W276 CX Newport Richey.